You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome in, everybody, for another hour of Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. We've been talking a lot of Royals today. We'll continue that conversation with our Royals insider, Jalen Thompson, coming up later this hour. He's beat reporter for the KC Star. There will be a lot to get to with Jalen, and we'll do it. We also want to check in from Chiefs camp, maybe a little more on Sam Stevens' great weekend. The aftershocks are on to the Final Four. There's a lot to get to today. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. Join the 14th anniversary party, WBC Delano, on Saturday, August 2nd. Live music, rooftop DJ, free indoor mini golf, anniversary beers, and more. WBC Pizza and Beer, made here for 14 years. Happy anniversary incoming for them. Tommy, we come back, and we'll get back to all this Royal stuff. Let's talk a little bit about Chiefs training camp here. We mentioned that it's kind of a rotation right now at right tackle. We're curious to see how that shakes out. I don't know what to expect there, except it, you know, if you're the Chiefs, what do you owe to Juwan Taylor at this point? You got to just play your best tackles after what we saw last year. And I think there is at least a decent chance your best tackles do not include him as a starter. Decent chance.
Yeah, I had this thought when found out that he was back on the field during training camp. And my thought was, he's maybe rushing himself back because he knows that if he doesn't play, he's going to find himself out of a job. And so he doesn't have the luxury to sit back with that contract that he's got and just not play and be like, hey, I'm still going to get paid. And they don't really have any other option at right tackle, so I'm going to nurse my way back to health. I think he's coming back because he's like, well, man, if I don't get out there, then it could very well be Jalen Moore that takes my spot and plays this season. They don't owe him anything right now. The contract is massive. They're not going to renew it. He's going to walk. And I know I'm negative about Juwan Taylor a lot. I don't know the guy. I have no ill will towards him whatsoever. But they're paying him far too much money. They always have. We've known that since day one. And he's a penalty machine. And so the Chiefs don't owe him anything. They owe it to themselves to find the best offensive line that they possibly can for this season and see what they have in a guy like Jalen Moore to potentially be the future right tackle after this season. I don't know if that's likely or not, but we'll find out and we'll see if they've got something in him.
Well, look, Juwan Taylor may be the better right tackle. That's great, too. I just like that they have options. They are in pads now today. I believe today is the second day of pads. So that may have something to do with Taylor getting there. But lighting a fire under any player's butt is not a bad thing. I hope they have three usable tackles because you've got a rookie on one side. coming off a significant injury. You've got an completely unknown, never been a full-time starter guy in the mix too. And then Juwan Taylor. So I'm glad he's there and I hope he's back healthy. But it is interesting to hear that, you know, without saying it directly that, yeah, like it's a competition. So may the best man win. Other interesting things. There've been a lot of buzz about Omar Norman Lott. Tommy, you've been calling his name for a while. It sounds like he is above scale. He's been running with starters. And there were people that thought the Chiefs reached on him. So that's also of significance to sort of reinforce that defense a little bit. He's been one of the buzziest players out there. And another guy that's getting a lot of like positive feedback is Jalen Royals. People are talking about Jalen Royals that you don't even see normally like dealing with the Chiefs and stuff, that he's quick learner and everything. Boy, that'd be handy with the Rashee Rice situation looming. We don't even know. We still don't even know what's going on with that. So Royals coming along quickly is also a nice thing to be hearing about this time of year. But, you know, right now the Chiefs, I would say training camp has been a success. And Norman Lott, by the way, tweaked his ankle, but he came back. So we don't think he's going to miss anything. But it's been generally all positive so far for the Chiefs. Just keep holding your breath if you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, I noticed that he did get injured on Friday in training camp, and I haven't heard any other reports about it. I mean, it doesn't sound like it was that, you know, huge of a thing for him.
Andy Reid talked about it. He's back.
Okay,
good. He's not worried about it.
Good. Because I do think that having somebody opposite of Chris Jones that can be impactful is important. We talk about how dynamic Chris Jones has been and currently is, and I don't think that that's going to end anytime soon, but it's not like Chris Jones is a spring chicken out there. So if you can draft a guy in Omar Norman Lott who can be impactful on the defensive line as well, long term, not just for this season, but can grow into a pretty prominent role. And I don't know if he will or not, but they like him quite a bit. And he's running out there with the first team and all of that. Then I think you feel a lot more you feel a lot more comfortable with the continuity of that defensive line long term for years to come. So I do think he's a fairly critical piece on that defense, not only for this year, but beyond.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Otherwise, for Chiefs camp, I mean, is there anything else that you're watching super close? We're obviously waiting on the Rice news. There's not really anything to watch for that. We're just kind of waiting for the ball to drop. To me, it's pretty much just that tackle rotation right now, especially now that we're in pads. Like, what? How are those guys looking? In some cases, with Juwan Taylor coming off of an injury and Josh Simmons coming off an injury, like, what do they look like physically? Like, do they look like they're back 100%? And then Jalen Moore, is he going to be able to potentially start? You know, he's never done that before. He's done it, you know, in relief of Trent Williams. But is he going to be able to get in there and do it? That's sort of what we're watching right now. We continue to hear reports that Travis Kelce looks as good as he's ever looked. I think I've been on with that. To me, he's going to be a receiver this year. I think he's going to put up pretty good numbers, Tommy. Like, I think if you tell that guy, like, we just want you to kind of lock in there, like, I bet you we see him split out wide more. It just feels like everything with the way he looks physically, the things that people are saying, the fact that they brought in a guy like Tonyan, another tight end. Like, to me, it's like, just leave the blocking to other people, Travis Kelce. Like, get out there and make plays. Be the security blanket for Mahomes. Make the play when a play to the receiver breaks down. Let's get you back to a red zone threat. And I feel like he's being slept on a little bit. I could see a pretty big offensive year for him.
I think he's going to have to be. I mean, I think that, you know, knowing that they really,
well, especially early on.
Yeah. Well, I think knowing that they need to find a way to jumpstart the offense. There clearly was conversations after the season ended in the way that it did with Travis Kelce as far as him returning and coming back. And I know that was up in the air for a minute about what his role would look like and what was going to be expected of him and what they needed him to do, who they needed him to be. And I think that he clearly recognized that, look, for me to be what I need to be for this team and what the team needs from me, then I'm going to have to probably work twice as hard during the offseason to get myself to a point to where I feel like I can do that physically. And I feel like if he had not been committed to that, we wouldn't see him back. I don't think that Travis Kelce is the kind of player that is going to be a shell of his former self. And so I think that going out and getting himself into the best shape he's been in maybe ever, and knowing that schematically the role might be a little bit different and a little bit more involved for him, clearly shows that they feel like he's going to be a key contributor this year.
You know, I don't even like when we say that, and we're not like, there's a lot of chatter about best shape ever. But to me, like, it's different shape. If you tell him he's not going to have to sit up there and block defensive ends and defensive linemen, yeah, probably losing a little weight, working on speed and explosiveness instead of power is going to make a difference. It's going to make him look different, but that's what makes me think his role will be very different, right? I think that if I'm the coaching staff and Travis Kelce is older than most tight ends are still playing football, and you're still expecting him to be a big part of the passing game, don't you just say, forget it, man. Like, just be a receiver. Like, that's what we need you to do. We'll have other people pick up the slack from this other thing that you've done your entire career, which is be an effective blocker, right? Which is such a big part of what tight ends do. We'll get that covered. We'll do that with some other people. We want you to come back next year and be a receiving threat. Then it makes sense. Explosion. I was talking to Brandon Zinner. He said there were a couple plays where he looked faster than he's looked and for a long time. Well, that's because they're allowing him to be, right? I think it's role-based. I don't think it's because he was, you know, bebopping around on a private jet with his very famous girlfriend the offseason before. I don't think it was any of that. I think they're asking him to do something a little different than he's ever done. That's what it is to me. Travis Kelce loves football. It's hard for me to imagine Travis Kelce ever got to a point where he let himself go.
No,
which was,
no,
you know, what people were kind of alluding to last year. And I'm like, no, guys, like, he's older and your body lets itself go. So now, instead of trying to, you know, be this strength guy, go be a speed guy. Like, go get yourself ready to be a bigger receiving threat this year. And that's what keeps, like, sticking in my head. Like, I feel like he's going to have a big year as a receiver. Like, I think it's being slept on a little bit. We'll see. He looks good in camp so far, by all accounts. So that's kind of it from Chiefs training camp. You can chime in on that if you'd like. We got Jalen Thompson coming up later this hour. More Sports Daily. We'll take you around some of the other national headlines.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Hey, you want to win some HTO? You can do that right now. Just text the keyword T to 20357. T to 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. I'll give you a little secret here, Tommy. If you want to try what's being soft launched, an official launch on Friday, Fizzy Refreshers. Now, are you into the craze of like energy refreshers?
No.
It's the big hit this summer. Everybody's doing it. Nope. HTO's been doing them too. They're about to roll out some fizzy refreshers, which means they're carbonated refresher drinks. So if you're into that, you want to try that, they'll be soft launched this week until Friday when they go out officially. So keep an eye out on that. But if you want to win an iced tea, very different, you can text that keyword T to 20357. Good luck, everybody. We come back in here to Sports Daily, Tommy. Elsewhere in the sports world, to me, it's kind of NFL news season. And I think for us, like, it's what teams might be a threat to Kansas City? Like, what do we need to be paying attention to in this league that's always interesting in general? Terry McLaurin being part of the Commanders this year, do you consider the Commanders a threat to the Chiefs? If you do, they're going to need him. He wants money. He's 29 years old. They've kind of pushed it all in this offseason. I'm surprised this contract situation has gotten to this point. But he did show up to camp. I just, like, are you really going to go all in like you are and let that dude, who's maybe your best player outside of Jaden Daniels, be disgruntled? I don't think it would take much to get that deal settled out if you're the Commanders. They've got room against the cap this year. Like, I think that's a simple one that I'm a little surprised it's getting to this point.
Yeah, I think the bigger story is how long will he be on the shelf? He's on the PUP list right now. And I know that I think they're going to get him re-signed. I don't think it's going to be that super contentious of a thing. I mean, he already reported to camp when there were reports he was going to hold out long term. He's already at camp. I think they'll get him re-signed. But then the question becomes, how long is he going to be injured, and what does that recovery look like? Do I think that they are a threat to the Chiefs? I mean, I think that they're a contender in the NFC, but they're going to have to get all the way to the finish line to be a threat to the Chiefs. I don't really connect those dots necessarily, but I do think that they are a contender. I like them a lot. I know that the basis of this argument that I've heard from people that, oh, like, they're going to regress and Jaden Daniels in year two. The only argument in that is you're thinking Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud are the same person, and they're not. They're not the same person at all. And, like, you can't say that just because CJ Stroud and the Texans had a regression in year number two for him and that team, that the exact same thing is going to happen for Jaden Daniels and the Redskins. I mean, the Commanders.
No, I don't. I think that's a little unfair because I fall in that camp too. It's not because of CJ Stroud necessarily. It's because of the leap that that team took last year to 12 wins. I just feel like that was a pretty big leap. Can they follow that up? I don't know. I think the Cowboys are going to be better. I think the Eagles are just as good. I don't think the Giants are going to be any good, but they're going to be better than they were last year, probably. So, you know, what? There's more competition around them. I think their schedule will be more difficult because they finished in second place, because they were a playoff team. I just think, I don't think they're winning 12 more games this year. Yeah, so I like what they've done this offseason. I don't think that Jaden Daniels is going to regress. I think the Commanders are going to regress. So that's what it is for me. It doesn't have anything to do with the rookie or the second year slump we saw to Stroud, because honestly, Stroud's kind of the outlier there.
Yeah, right? Many people are connecting those dots that, well, look at CJ Stroud. The same thing's going to happen to Jaden Daniels. I don't even know how you connect those dots.
I don't think it's I think that's silly, because most of the time with these rookies that have had great rookie years, they have even better second years. When you think about the breakout rookie guys, or let's call them, you know, first year players, right? First year starters, that second year, oftentimes we're seeing even it. Look at Bryce Young last year. Look at how much better Bryce Young got last year instead of his rookie year. CJ Stroud's not the only rookie that's had success lately. Bo Nix was really good as a rookie lately. Remember how good Justin Herbert was? He was also really good in his second year. Joe Burrow in his second full year as a starter. Patrick Mahomes in his second full year of a starter. How much better did Jalen Hurts get, for goodness sake? So I think that would be silly to draw it back to CJ Stroud, because that was almost the abnormal, the drop we saw from Stroud. And I think he'll probably bounce back to be a better player this year. But it's not about that for me with Jaden Daniels. I think that his floor is pretty high because of the way he runs. It's more about collectively, can that team that made that big a jump, are they really that good? Like, are they Eagles good? Are they Chiefs, Ravens, Bills good? I don't think that they are. I could be wrong about that.
I think they are. I think they are. I think they've got a phenomenal defensive-minded head coach in Dan Quinn. And so you've got a defensive-minded head coach, then, and the way that those guys play, they take on his identity. I like him a lot, and I like that defensive unit. And then you've got an extremely dynamic playmaker at quarterback with great weapons around him. I think that they'll get McLaurin re-signed. I think the only caveat is, again, how long is he going to be dealing with this ankle, and what does that look like around him? But they've got a lot of talent, and I like them a lot. Do I think they'll win the division? It's going to be hard because the Eagles are there, and I don't see the Eagles taking a step back necessarily, but I certainly think that they're a playoff team.
Yeah, well, playoff team and a 12-win team that reaches the NFC Championship are a little different. We'll find out with them. They're an interesting team, if nothing else. They will be a really fun team to watch next year. Another team, one of the reasons I think that, you know, they'll have two tougher games they had a year ago. The Cowboys will be better because Dak Prescott's back. They've added a little bit to the offense. But Micah Parsons, this situation's a hot dang mess, Tommy. You've got, you know, Jerry Jones and all the things that he's saying. Here was my thought yesterday. You tell me if I'm crazy. I see the Jake Ferguson extension. I absolutely think the Cowboys should trade Micah Parsons. I don't think that, like, if when you committed the amount of money that they committed to Dak Prescott, when Micah Parsons wants to go reset the market, which he should want to, and by all accounts does, that's not going to be the reason the Cowboys win or lose a Super Bowl. I just don't think that paying Micah Parsons $42 million a year makes any sense at all for the Cowboys, who must ensure that Dak Prescott is in the absolute perfect situation to help them win. I just don't think it's worth it. And if you talk about putting a player on the market, can you remember a non-quarterback that would ever be as valuable as Micah Parsons would be in a trade? I mean, he would be, not only would you have $45 million extra to spend on other players next year, you're talking about as valuable a piece on the market as I could ever remember.
I mean, this is not a knock on Micah Parsons whatsoever.
No,
What I'm about to say is not a knock on Micah Parsons whatsoever. I'm having a really hard time thinking which team is going to be willing to give up the world to get Micah Parsons and then sign him for the amount of money that he's due. What team out there is going to do that?
X team, I would do that. The Bills for sure.
Okay. To give up a massive haul.
Yes.
To bring in Micah Parsons.
To push it all in, and then
sign him. Yeah. Yes. For 40 some million dollars a year.
If I was a team that was close and had a great quarterback, I'd be willing to do it, because the truly elite quarterbacks are going to be good whether they're in a perfect situation or not, right? Josh Allen would fall in that camp. Lamar Jackson would fall in that camp. If I was a team that has been that close for that long, and I had some cap space, which makes it like, the Bengals can't go do that. They've got their own guy to try to figure out. But if I know I've got a quarterback that's going to be able to get it done either way, I would absolutely do that. What's more valuable to the Bills, a first and a third round pick or Micah Parsons potentially on that defense? I don't think the Cowboys are in that position, because I don't think Dak Prescott's good enough to just be great on his own. He's a good quarterback. He's a really good quarterback when he's in a really good situation. So for me, like if I'm the Cowboys, which are an S show all the time with all the nonsense that they make these things so much more complicated and dramatic than they need to be, I would rather spend that money to make sure that Dak is in the best position that he can be in to be the most successful. Whether that's making sure this offensive line is in good shape, extending those players, maybe trying to invest in a running back a little bit. Like, those are the kinds of things I think the only path that the Cowboys have, and this is their own fault for giving Dak another big deal, their only path is for him to be great. And in order to do that, they have to invest in that. If you pay that kind of money then and turn around to Parsons, that's not one of the situations to me where that makes any sense at all. I don't think they're close enough to invest that kind of money in the defensive end. It's like the Steelers with TJ Watt. TJ Watt's not winning the Steelers a Super Bowl. He's just not. And so now, Jerry Jones's problem is he should have done the Micah Parsons deal a year ago or 2 years ago, where it doesn't cost you $42 million, maybe it cost you $35 million, right? But now the market's been reset three times recently, and it's probably going to be a fourth with Hendrickson. So now it's like, it doesn't make any sense for the Cowboys to do that. Plus, he and Jerry Jones don't like each other. And plus, if Jerry Jones can't quit talking and being a distraction, you can't also have Micah Parsons constantly talking and being a distraction, which he is. And I love Micah Parsons, but he talks a lot. And at some point, it's just like, it's too much. In my opinion, they should trade him.
I loved what Stephen Jones said over the weekend about how, what the fans say doesn't really change anything for them, with all the backlash and criticism about what the Cowboys are going to do or not do, and the words from Jerry Jones. And Stephen Jones says, what the fans say doesn't really impact us, and that they want to get Micah Parsons paid. But then he goes on to say, Micah has got to want to be paid. Like, of course Micah wants to be paid. What are you talking about? Micah's got to want to be paid. Of course he wants to be paid.
Availability, not, I don't
what?
Know. They're just like these silly games that they play are just not necessary. And normally we don't see it as much out of Stephen Jones. He's usually pretty level-headed. But it's like it's not going to work. It's not going to work. He's a great player. He is as good as anybody through this point of his career. Go run his numbers up through his first 4 years against any of these top guys. He's right there with any of them or higher. But it just doesn't seem like the right fit where he is. So just go get it done. Now, they could just say, play this year, and then they'll put him on a franchise tag, and maybe he plays, and they can get a couple more years out of him, and they can take their shot that way. But it seems like it's just delaying the inevitable. They don't want to pay him. They're paying everybody else around him. And so then don't go trade him. The Bengals, on the other hand, Tommy, I think are in a different situation. I think that's one where you need to get that deal done if you're the Bengals. And I don't know how they do it, because they just paid Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow and T. Higgins a whole bunch of money. But if there's any way to do it, that's one where he's at a portion of his career where we know he is one of the best. He is always one of the most productive, and they just don't have a lick on defense without him. So
I
feel the other way. Like that one they need to get.
Yeah, I laugh about this because nobody should be surprised that this is the situation that the Bengals found themselves in. As soon as they re-signed both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, you're like, well, there goes any kind of opportunity for them to have money to make it easy to sign Trey Hendrickson or to get any kind of defensive reinforcements in place. Like they're clearly prioritizing the big three in Cincinnati, and they're just completely discounting their defense. And that came back to bite them big time last year. They did not have anything defensively. They're not going to have anything defensively this season. The best situation for them is that they're able to somehow get Hendrickson re-signed, and then with a new defensive coordinator, maybe change things schematically and hope and cross your fingers that maybe you've got a little bit of something there that can make you somewhat better than what you were a year ago. The biggest blunder from them was the fact that they re-signed T. Higgins. They should have tried to get value in return for T. Higgins and be able to have money freed up to get Hendrickson and other defensive reinforcements taken care of.
I mean, look, they like their offense and they just want it to continue. And I think that's okay. I agree. I probably wouldn't have done that. I probably would have invested it defensively. But I do think they feel like we can just outscore everybody. And sometimes they can. If they didn't get off to a slow start every year like they do, they would be fine, right? They'd be fine. And I will say, too, defensively more than offensively, a fresh face with the same players can make a huge difference. Look at the Vikings and what they were able to do when they were able to make a change at defensive coordinator. Look at the Chiefs and what they were able to do immediately almost when they brought in Steve Spagnuolo. So it's an interesting play. I wouldn't have done it. I don't think it's as egregious as what the Cowboys are dealing with Micah Parsons, and as silly and nonsensical. But I'm with you. I would have probably invested in Hendrickson over Higgins. But I don't think it's like I'm not 100% confident in that. I think it's okay to invest in Higgins and just see if you can get more out of the players and a couple of more drafted players. We'll find out. Their problem more than anything is they start every year so slow, and then they have to try to make up for it by the end of it. And they're really good, and they either get there or they don't. So we'll see on those two deals. Those are kind of the three that are looming right now across the NFL. It's Parsons, it's Hendrickson, it's Terry McLaurin. So we'll kind of and they all are, you know, players that or on teams that, and as we said earlier, could be a threat to the Chiefs if they get into the postseason. I would say that, you know, the Bengals are the biggest threat, then to me, then probably the Commanders, and then the Cowboys. But teams that are good, that we expect to be good, that we expect to be in the playoff hunt at minimum this year, with these situations still looming. It's NFL season. I mean, this is par of the course. We've got pads on. We're like 3 days away from a game. From a preseason game.
Yeah,
I don't even know who it is. I just know it's in July.
The Hall of Fame game is on Thursday night. I don't even know who plays.
It's that time of year where we all pretend like we're excited and going Lions, to watch the Hall of Fame
game. The Lions and the Chargers are going to play, but yeah. I mean,
it's our annual tradition. We'll all pretend like we're excited for the Hall of Fame game, when in reality, none of us are going to watch a second of
it. It's an exhibition game. That's all it is.
None of the starters will play. Nobody of significance will play, but it's a great American tradition to pretend like we care about it because we're all excited. Football's coming and we're all like, oh, I'm the most excited. Football's coming. The Hall of Fame game's almost.
I did see that. And I didn't even think about it, that yesterday was the final Sunday without football until February. Cause we'll get into preseason and all of that, starting next weekend.
I saw that on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's the final Thursday without, that must be when the Hall of Fame game is. I saw that same sort of thing. Now that actually does get me excited, right? I will watch, mostly it's just the Chiefs that I'll watch preseason football for. I don't really watch. If I can if I can find my way to the broadcast of a rookie quarterback that I know is going to get reps in their preseason game, I will try to watch that, and then I'll watch the Chiefs in their starters mostly. That's about it for me with the preseason. But, you know, we're paying close attention to it because we're hoping nobody gets hurt.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
Jalen Thompson. You can follow him on X at Jalen Thompson. You can find all his work at the KC Star. Jalen, boy, I wish we had something to talk about this week.
I know, right? Jacob, it's a whole bunch going on.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. It was an insane weekend, not just from the baseball, but from the flurry of injuries, from the flurry of news with the roster, the trades. But I think it all starts with Seth Lugo. The big news of yesterday, they get the extension done. It's been at least a month or probably more that we have talked about his future. And this one caveat of, well, what if they've already started having conversations about him potentially staying? Because if that's happening, then no, we don't want him to trade Seth Lugo. Well, apparently it was. What is it, and how did that go? Have you heard yet? Like, why was it that they were able to get that deal done at such an unconventional time? We don't normally see things like this, but man, it's a great situation for the Royals.
I think it's a mix of things, Jacob. Looking at where the Royals are right now with their starting pitching, they have three starters on the injury list. Cole Reagans, Michael Lorenzen, and now Chris Bubich. Also coupled with the fact that Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo basically said that if you're going to move Seth Lugo, you better have someone that you can get a significant return for or someone that you can fill in his shoes. And I don't think that the Royals were going to be able to find that on the open market, granted that he was going to be a free agent if he opted out of his current deal. So it just made sense for them to go ahead and put the pieces together and extend him because they didn't want to lose what he brought to the table. I mean, you look at what he's done in his 2 years with the Royals. I believe it's a 2.98 ERA over 52 starts. So you don't want to lose that kind of production. And, you know, the Royals gave Seth Lugo a chance to be a full-time starter for longer than one season. And I think that really appealed to him as well because he was coming from being a reliever with the Mets and then just that 1 year with the Padres. So the Royals gave him a chance to really step into his true form, and he's rewarded them at each step. So I think it just was a perfect fit for not only his family to settle in Kansas City, but also for the Royals to have a top ace in their staff when they really need it right now.
It's a 2 year, $46 million a year deal for a $46 million total deal for Seth Lugo. There is an option for 2028 for Lugo. My first thought, Jalen, when this deal came down was that first off, I was thrilled for the Royals. I think it's a phenomenal contract for them. I did think that Lugo might have been able to get more on the open market, maybe slightly more cash, but I also thought that there would be at least one team out there, maybe more teams, that would be willing to give him a full third year. Were you surprised at all by the terms of the deal? I mean, clearly to me, and you just touched on it, clearly he really likes Kansas City.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised too much about the terms of the deal because he would have gotten $15 million if he would have opted into his player option. So you get about a $5 million bump. And then, I mean, I've never made that kind of money, but if we're saying $20 million versus maybe $22, $23 million, it's basically the same, right? So it just depends on the comfortability and everything. And I think he's just really comfortable in Kansas City. And, you know, if, in my opinion, I think it's the perfect setup for him and his family because you have a young ace in Cole Reagans. You have a great teammate and buddy in Michael Wacadal also be around for a while. And you have Noah Cameron coming up that you can kind of mentor as well. So you're in a spot where you can still be impactful and still be a mentor and a leader to the young pitchers that are coming up. And that's kind of the best of both worlds, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so, too. So one of the other guys, the young guys you're hoping he mentors is Chris Bubich. He goes on the shelf. Dealing with a shoulder injury, it means that he's going to be gone for a while. It means that they can't trade him either right now. So you know, how serious is this injury? He says he's been dealing with it for a while.
Yeah, the Royals are still trying to get a more evaluations about how the severity of it. But when you looked at Chris Bubich in his last start this weekend, he just didn't look like himself. Four walks to begin the game, walking in a run. He battled through that first inning. Only 18 of the 43 pitches were strikes. And I saw a lot of fans at the game were kind of booing the strike zone, but you got to realize when you're not around the plate, an umpire is not going to give you those borderline strikes. So that's kind of just take it for what it's worth there. I just think for Bubich, he hasn't pitched this much in his career. Remember, his career ERA, career innings pitch is 130 innings. He's at 116 at the current moment. So he's approaching the longest he's ever gone without, you know, as a starting pitcher. So I think it was wise and prudent to just see what the issue is, why the stiffness, why the soreness is there, and try to get it corrected, because you're going to need him if you're going to make a playoff push at any point in September going into October.
You know, what was probably the deepest part of their team at the beginning of the season, that pitching rotation, is now extremely thin with three guys on the IL right now. And of course, they called up Rich Hill last week. I know they've got Dallas Keuchel, you know, down there still in the minors. Do you anticipate in the next 72 hours before the trade deadline is up that the Royals will potentially look at adding another pitching piece potentially to this team to try to get them through the end of this season?
I think you have to. I really do, Tommy. The way that the starting pitching is set up, you have, like you said, you have three guys that are on the injury list. There's no guarantee that Michael Lorenz is going to be ready to come back when his name comes up off the from whenever the injury stint is going to expire. There's no guarantee that Cole Reagans will be back maybe by mid-August. We just don't know those things. They have to continue to rehab. It's about how they feel, how they get better. Like you said, we don't know what Chris Bubich's severity of that injury is going to be. So you have a Dallas Keuchel that was out of baseball for a while, and now he's come trying to make a comeback. Do you really want to stick him into the playoff race? You have to go and try to find another starter, in my opinion, to kind of round out that starting rotation. I mean, I'm not saying it has to be someone that is, like, top quality, but at least someone to the effect where, like, the Braves just got Eric Fetty for, I guess, cash considerations or maybe a lower level prospect, something like that, just to have an arm in there to be that fifth starter until your guys get healthy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, that tells me you're not terribly optimistic about the status of, you know, Lynch, Bubich, Lorenzen, or Reagans.
What if they're not? I mean, if they're not, that's just the reality of it, right?
Reinforcements. You've got to be pretty pessimistic that all four of those guys could be extended time, which isn't good news. And then, yeah, I mean, I suppose if that's the case, that's a tough one. That's hard to imagine them going to acquire another pitcher. But I guess if it doesn't cost you anything but, you know, money, essentially, then go for it. But
I look at it like this. If you're in a playoff race, which the Royals are in, every game matters. And if you don't have a starter that you can plug in on Wednesday, when you have guys that have to go every 5 days, that's an issue. I mean, you can't really tax the bullpen any more than you already have, because those guys are going to start to get worn out. I mean, they already are worn out. Like, Hunter Harvey just came back. To throw him into the Wolves after he hasn't pitched since April 7th, that could be a tough thing to do. And then you always are trotting out Angel Zerpa, John Schreiber. You're always trying out Stephen Cruz. You gotta have another fresh arm somewhere in there. And if you don't go to trade market, do you want to? Who else can you probably bring up from AAA? They really don't have guys that have experience down there. So it's either maybe Dallas Keuchel. Then if that's what you're gonna do, if you don't get a pitcher, then is that what you want to do to make a playoff run? I don't know.
It's the Lorenzen, because right now they have, if Lorenzen comes back, that gives you five again with Rich Hill, right? Like, that's,
yes,
that's the,
well,
one.
Obliques are a tricky thing. I mean,
yeah, man, to go from illness to an oblique, that's tough. And then Before we let you go, real quick, Jalen, what do you think about the addition of Grichuk? And is the offense done, you think, at the deadline with that move?
I think that they could get maybe another bat as well. They need balance. And a lot of those guys that they're relying on, like Nick Lothian's also on the concussion list, but he's a you got left-handed bats and you need more right-handed balance, you know? And Randall Grichuk is a good platoon option. He'll probably play against left-handers because he hits left-handers really well. But it seems to me, too, that whatever moves that they do make at the deadline, it might be minor because you just signed your biggest, probably, trade chip to a long-term extension. So I don't know if they're willing to dip into the top prospects. To me, I don't think they're going to do that because if you were going to dip into your top prospects, I don't know if you signed Zev Lugo to the extension. I think they're going to probably operate once again on the margins and get a few guys to fill in where you can and just kind of, like you said, Jacob, spackle this together until Lorenzen gets back and Cole Reagans gets back and see what they got. But honestly, I don't see them making a big major move at the trade deadline. Probably something minor.
Real quick before we let you go with a couple minutes we've got left, what do we know about Jack Caglione? Obviously, it's a hamstring. He's on the 10-day IL. You know, hamstrings can linger for a while, too. Do you anticipate this is a long-term thing?
No. Matt Cottrell said that they feel it's relatively a minor hamstring injury. So it might be one of those things where you just let him get healthy and not push it and be cautious and allow him to get back. Because that's the one thing, like you said, Tommy, you don't want it to linger and turn something bigger than what it already is. So, but I think he should be okay. Like I said, he felt it, fielding a double in the second inning and then at the plate as well as he was running down the first baseline. So,
yeah, maybe not, you know, the worst thing in the world either for him to have a chance to catch his breath for a week. It's been pretty chaotic for him since he's been called up. All right, Jalen, we will follow your work, the KC Star. It is that time of year. The Royals are committed to trying to get back in this thing this year, which is great for all of us sitting in this conversation right now because it keeps them interesting. So we'll follow along. We appreciate you being here as always.
All right, thank you so much, guys. See you next week.
There goes Jalen Thompson. The Royals begin that series with the Braves. Tommy, my Rangers appreciate the series with your Braves over the weekend.
The Braves are not good. They're going to go into full on selling mode. I think you're going to see a reset with this organization.
It'd be great if that could happen like right now.
I know. I'm going to be at the game on Wednesday. It's the one time that I go to a Royals game and I don't wear Royals gear. I'll be wearing a Braves hat and a Braves shirt just because they've been my team since I was a kid. But the Braves are not good. I would anticipate the Royals. My expectations for them, I think you got to take 2 of 3, right? Like at minimum against a team that is reeling like the Braves are. I feel like that's got to be the bare minimum expectation for the Royals.
Well, and I would say take 3 of 3, except they go up against Strider tonight with Rich Hill. So, you know, that's probably a bit of a stretch.
You know, you want to talk about injuries to the rotation for the Royals. Did you know the Braves have 0 of their 5 opening series starters from the beginning of the season healthy? All 5 of them are on the injured list right now.
Strider's the best of them.
And Strider wasn't on the opening rotation. He was on the injured list to start the year.
After this series, it's a 9-game road trip, Toronto, Boston, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Need to get these wins.
Yeah.
That does it for us. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up and getting ready for a week on a Monday. And thanks to Crestview Country Club. Tommy, my wife and kids are leaving me this week at home alone here. I'm going to play a lot of golf, I think, this week, as much as my body will allow me to play. And a lot of that's going to be out of Crestview Country Club, and I'm looking forward to it. The Royals back in action tonight. Don't forget, they're right back at it. No day off yet. They'll take on the Braves. Spencer Strider should be fun. When pregame coverage begins at 6:30. You'll hear it right here on KFH. For Jalen Thompson, for Max, for Tommy, I'm Jacob. We'll see you tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.